Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We've got football on Thursdays now.
Yes, we do. There we go. Bermuda boy always seeing the positive. That's why he runs a successful podcast company. Yes,
Podcast World.
It's Podville, Mickey. Podville
podcast
Media.
Podcast World.
Podville.
It's Podville. Yeah, it's Podville.
You really can't put yourself in the situation until you are in the situation. It's really hard to theorize about. When I went
through it. You've been banging that drum for 20 years.
But I didn't say a word about it until he was cured.
Don't even give him
what he wants. You want to talk about a cancer? Let's stop talking about him.
He's a monster.
He's a cancer monster.
You work next to a monster every single day.
And I did have a chance. Yes, I did take my wife and daughters to eat at O'Mara's once.
Oh, that's a wonderful. That's a wonderful story. That's great. That's it. I'm just playing them all right now.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Because of that discussion we had right before we went on the air, I realize now that it's one of those wonderful days where I come in here thinking, you know, what are we really? There are a lot of different things we could talk about, but now I realize the show has a direction, and I get it, and I understand it, and I will explain it to you later, because it's important to talk about everything that's going on in my world. Now, the discussion we were having before we bring our talking head in here.
Yes.
Fred.
Yes.
We have a talking head named Fred.
Fred the head.
Fred.
And Fred will be coming in a minute here, but Rob Spiewak was asking me about the football game tonight. Tonight, the Washington football team takes on the Mike O'Mara team, which is the New York Giants.
Yes. The Mike O'Mara football team.
The Mike O'Mara football team. I was 5 years old. Well, they're getting a lot of pressure from Giants that are...
Andre?
Andre is might be the only Giant. That might be the only Giant that would complain, and he's dead.
Yes.
You can't do that. And you don't want to use people in sports, because then you get accused of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to stop this right now. We're going to nip it. So Rob was explaining to me that something about the weather forecast on your Fox station that you watch
in
the morning.
It's storming.
Yeah. There's a lack of enthusiasm at the old stadium, it seems.
All right. It's not like when we were around Washington doing radio, and there was a period of time before the losing started. The losing started before the end of my career up there, and it actually continues to this day. It used to be, you know, everybody would be wearing colors and everybody would be talking about it. But you were talking to me about my prediction that I said my football team, the New York Giants, would lose every game this season because they suck that bad.
A perfect season, you described it as.
I don't want to back off the fact that they suck so bad. I have been thinking about the game tonight for a good chunk of the day.
Thursday night football.
Yeah.
I'm going to have an adult beverage or two, and I'm going to enjoy, because that keeps me up, believe it or not. That's a stimulant for me, alcohol.
If I don't do that,
I'll fall asleep like by the second quarter.
The beauty of sports games.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Is that it gives you an excuse to not be labeled an alcoholic.
Yes.
And actually drink heavily on an evening where you traditionally wouldn't drink heavily.
That's true. You're supporting your team in that way.
The thing about the charm of doing the show with you two is that both of you, Oscar probably pays more attention to sports than you do, Rob.
Yeah.
But specifically you could care less about sports of any kind. You like to look at golf. You've said that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You ramped up your fandom for the Redskins for a period of time, but it was fake because you didn't really care. You like being part of the pageantry.
I like the showbiz aspect.
He was being paid in attention dollars.
And the thing about it is
you thought that was going to get a bigger laugh, didn't you?
No.
Yeah, I think
because I'm always witty.
I have to say this. being a, I'm the only real sports fan
yes.
on this show. Mm-hmm. And I have invested emotion into my games. Both of you, I know Oscar has. Oscar yeah. has witnessed it when I'm, you know, having a beer or two and being really full pissed meltdown. Off at the Capitals. Mm-hmm. You know,
I remember when he yelled at me, not 1 inch from my face, tilt the ice.
I've seen you upset.
You still remember I do, that when I did that at the hockey game.
Is he mad at me or mad at the tee?
He's mad at the dirt. I've seen you upset at a hockey game before because we've gone to a few together. Yeah. Tilt the ice.
I will watch golf. And mm-hmm. if I can muster it, I will pick a guy that I like and a guy that I don't like. And usually it's based on nothing.
Manufacture like a rivalry?
I know if there's like a playoff and you got four guys in a playoff.
Okay.
I'll pick the guy that I want and it'll make my night if the guy happens to win. It might be a rookie. It might be somebody who I think is a nicer person than the other guy. It might be a guy that I just don't really care for, a la a Brooks Koepka,
yes.
Who's going against somebody else. I will do that to bring the passion in. But you talked about football.
Right.
And this is why, I can explain to you the great tragedy
okay.
of being a football fan. And the reason that the pain of being a football fan for a suck team is so much greater than other sports. There's no sport that has more of a slap in the face to fans of a bad team than football. Let me explain to you why. Football, even with the 17-game season, you are now in a deal where my team has lost the first game.
Mm-hmm.
My team looked like crap in the preseason. My team appears to have is steamrolling down the highway to another land of suck. And for a football fan, I'm not going to get many more games where I can even say to myself, you're telling me there's a chance.
Right.
Because if they play the way I expect them to play, then it's going to be the land of suck. Does that make sense to you?
You still have hope.
Yeah, right now it's
harder to have hope in football than anything. If your team is like 0-3 and beyond that. Now, have teams come back? Yes, they have. But really doesn't happen all that often.
What season was it when it was the Washington football team lost five games and then they won five games.
It can happen.
In a row.
And it's probably why we go. But really, more than any other sport, if you have a crappy team, you're showing
2009?
Up because you're 10? Supposed to show up. It's very dismal.
Mike, it's a phenomenon known as, am I the only one who thinks they can run the table?
They can run the table. Exactly. And it sucks.
It does.
And it usually, you know, the team, and by the way, in football, your Tampa team, your Kansas City Chiefs, you know, these are teams
both
that,
great.
You know, you're usually showing up and it's a great experience for the people of Tampa and the people of Kansas City to show up with a football team that you know is going to be in every game and have a very good
that's
chance
fun.
Of winning
mm-hmm.
every game. Yeah, it's a lot fun. Of fun.
But the
so
question
that's the
I
pain
put,
that I, and so tonight, the only the second game of the season is a big deal.
Yeah.
Because yes, because now when you're only playing your second game of the year, you are really telling me there's a chance.
Now, Mike, but the question I posed is, would you rather have them have a winless season than a season where they win only one game?
Oh, that's difficult.
Because there's something to be said for...
No, it's loser talk, because there are the ramifications of having the worst record in the NFL. And what options you have in the draft.
That's true. That's true. I was just wondering, because it would be sort of novel to have a winless season.
No, no one's doing it for the non... You either want to get into the playoffs, have a solid run, or how about this? Save up for the draft. Save up for the draft.
Yeah, but you know, you can say that Philadelphia did that last year. That that they were kind of they were playing for that. I don't know. Here's what it is. It's just years and years and years. The Washington football team has experienced that. The New York Giants have experienced
in
that.
The middle of that.
So now you're dealing with two franchises that are the land of suck.
Luckily,
and that's
in
why,
the same division, Mike. That's lucky.
And that's why I called it Loserville.
Yeah.
But it's like even your commentary about it is just, I envy you tremendously for not having any skin in the game whatsoever. It's a blessing. I have definite gray hairs over the Boston Red Sox, Washington Capitals, and the Washington Redskins. Mm-hmm. And I have gray hairs based on the New York Giants.
Of course.
You're a byproduct of your father. He didn't have a father as a child.
We don't want to go there again today, do we? Do we really want to go there again? There wasn't an adult figure in Rob's family that I'm aware of that really cared about sports.
Big Daddy loved to bet on sports and
the game. So that's not sports, that's gambling.
That's true, and I still have an interest in that. But I didn't watch a lot of sports.
You're a good gambler. Both of you like to gamble.
Yes, of course. But I think that, if I had been around more sports growing up, maybe it would be a bigger deal.
Yeah. I agree. But in a way, on a night like this, when at, let's say conservatively, at about 10:30, probably at about 10:15, 10:30, you're probably going to be, surfing the web, thinking about something funny for the show, watching TMZ, and I am
going to be miserable.
Half full of Irish whiskey, just feeling like poop on a stick.
Yeah, I will check in on the score just so you can gauge my interest. I will check
I'd rather you not. Just check it tomorrow. Look at the highlights tomorrow. I don't need you to check in on the score. Yeah. You really don't. Just know that when you wake up tomorrow.
Do you feel that if I check in on the score, it's going to somehow adversely affect your experience?
Oh, that's ridiculous. Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Let's bring our talking head in.
Good.
It's time for the talking head on the Mike O'Mara Show. We don't want to all dominate all his time here. This is Fred Nelson. Is that a real name or is that a stage
name?
That's
a real name.
Fred has been listening since 1998 and found us while working at radio station KUAM in Guam.
Ooh.
Wow. All right. He looks like a radio guy.
Yeah.
Sorry, ladies. He's married. You married Sasha in 2014, and they live in Glen Burnie, Maryland. From Guam to Glen Burnie. That
Quite
sounds
a journey.
Like a book title.
Yeah.
He was born in Key West. Wow. And because his dad was in the military, Fred has lived in many glamorous exotic locales. Cuba, Spain, Korea, even Manassas, Virginia. That's funny. That makes me laugh, everyone. Fred works as a contractor for the federal government as a video producer, most recently working with the Census Bureau. Since 2002, Fred has played King Henry VIII at the Maryland Renaissance Festival. We have a star. We have a star in our league. Ooh, good pipes, too. Let's see. He replaced a beloved actor in the role and had a peculiar... You had to audition. I can't wait to talk about that. He loves everything about the show, but to this day, he still marvels at Mike's impression reel of all the Simpsons characters. It's very nice of you. Or I should say, that's very nice of you, Fred Nelson. There he goes.
Ooh, Smithers, get me Fred Nelson on the line. I understand he's playing Henry VIII.
Hey, all right, Homer. He describes his biography in three phases. Done some cool stuff. Made some people happy along the way. Life has been good. That's cool. I like that. In 1998, Fred was awarded the Ancient Order of the Shamori?
Is it
Shamora?
Shamori.
And is cultural ambassador for the island of Guam. I want to ask all about Guam. Intrigued you should be. Now here's Fred. Fred, thank you for coming on the show. Nice round of applause for Fred Nelson.
It is absolutely an honor to be here. And Oscar, if not getting laughs makes you a witty person, today's talking head is one of the wittiest people you've ever met life.
I am so
confident.
I don't know where. You know what I'm going to start with? I'm going to start with Guam. I'm going to start with Guam because I remember. I remember that. I remember we had a letter. I'm sure it was you that you've listened for a while. And Guam, how do you end up? I know you're a military brat. But you found us in 1998 when you were a grown up. And so how does one get a gig in Guam?
First of all, I grew up there. I mean, I lived in Spain, Korea, Cuba, and then I ended up, my dad retired on Guam, and I grew up, and there was a local radio station, a combination AM, FM, and television station that I started working at as a teen, and I thought, yeah, I'm going to be a disc jockey on Guam. This is it.
Now,
my life.
Now, do they tell you? Do they tell you? Do you have a volume control at that station in Guam? Because turn your output down a little bit for us.
Oh my goodness!
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Let me hear you. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Testing.
That's it. Is that on? What's the deal?
No, that's we're getting raw audio.
Yeah.
What about your output on Zoom? Yeah, work on your output, a little toggle.
All right. We're going to I want to talk to him for a while, and I don't want it to be, I don't want it to sound like that. I'm sorry. I care about that. All right, we'll figure it out.
Yes, you're good.
This is why we do. I will try and figure it out in the background.
Yes.
Oscar, don't the boys do this before we come on? Don't they do this?
They had a test before we came on. What we hear, Mike, is overmodulated, but it's not breaking up.
All right, so we'll continue.
Yes.
So Guam, the gig in Guam.
Sound output, test my microphone, troubleshoot.
Oscar says it sounds fine, so we can proceed. Okay. We can proceed.
Yes.
So where everybody was loud on that radio station in Guam. Go ahead.
Yes, so I started off as a disc jockey on Guam just out of college, and I was lousy at it. I was, you crack the mic and you're going live. I was not as good as I thought I was. However, I discovered the little room next door to the on-air studio, which was the production room. I learned how to make commercials. I went in, and this is back in the day. This is the back in the day of splicing tape with razor blades.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I worked in it. I know what you're talking about. I understand that.
Before we got our first 8-track machine, and once we got that, I just, went to town and became a very big fish in a small pond. And then nights and weekends on the 80s, I would slip over to the TV side and power up the equipment and learn how to do that over there too.
You said right out of college. So where'd you go? Did you go to Guam Tech? Where did you do your college?
The University of Guam.
There you go.
You went to the University of
Guam. UOG.
How do you get to the University of Guam? How does that work?
Okay. First of all, you graduate high school on Guam, and secondly, you got nowhere else to go because it's 1,000 miles in any direction.
UOG
is cheapest.
So your dad had a station, was stationed in Guam, and you went to high school there, and then you worked in Guam right out of college. Okay, all right. So that's cool. Did you love the experience of being an islander?
It was wonderful. I'd love to go back there someday, but I was actually talking to Robbie about this yesterday. It's the sort of thing where, it takes forever to fly over there, and then you have to deal with several days of jet lag, and the same is true coming back. So it's not an easy visit to make. I will go back there someday, but because I got a lot of friends, I grew up there.
Oh,
it's to speak of that and to think about the isolation of it when you say 1,000 miles in a where do you connect? Do you connect to Hawaii to go to Guam? Is that how you normally do it, or do you go right from the West Coast?
One of the most popular routes getting out there is San Francisco to Hawaii, 5 hours, and then an additional 7 from Hawaii to Guam.
Wow.
There's also a more roundabout route that takes you through from someplace in Texas, Dallas, to Japan to Guam.
Wow.
I think that's,
but it's a lousy drive to get there, Mike. If you have to, I definitely recommend flying.
That is really
that's a 20 to 24 hour flight. I wouldn't recommend it.
Wow. Yeah. So, how many years total did you spend on Guam?
24 years.
24 years. Wow.
And I actually found out about you, Mike O'Mara, kind of on Guam, but not quite on Guam. What happened is I was working at the station, and I was doing all sorts of things on both the radio and TV side. And I was program director of the radio station for about 5 minutes. I think I was standing in for somebody else that was coming over for the state, so I was just a temp. My boss actually took one of his trip junkets over here to D.C., and he recorded a bunch of radio on cassettes over here. And he tossed them at me when he got back home. Here, listen to some of this stuff. You guys were on that tape. This is back in the old D&M days.
Don and Mike,
But I was a lousy program director because I never once listened to those tapes. I said, sure, boss, I tossed him in a box and forgot about them. A couple of months later, because of a variety of things that had happened to my family, we moved very suddenly and very quickly to Manassas, Virginia. And I got the... Thank you.
Which was
a huge culture shock for me. And then...
Don't know how that popped up, but it did. I don't know. Manassas, Virginia. That's a really, really horrible, isn't it?
Manassas.
And I did have a chance. Yes, I did take my wife and daughters to eat at O'Mara's once. Way back.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a wonderful story. That's great. That's it. I'm just playing them all right now. I can't help myself. Ah, that's good. You went to O'Mara's. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I did.
Was the owner there at all?
I'm sorry.
Was the owner there when you popped in?
No, he was not, sadly. And I was looking out for him because I was a fan of you guys. Let me tell you how I became a fan when I didn't listen to those tapes on Guam. I moved over here to, I'm not going to say the name of the place again to save some time for all the jingles and stuff we've got to play off. But I got a job in D.C. and I was commuting in and out of D.C. for a guy from Guam. Oh, my God. Anyway, yeah, I was stuck in traffic. Yeah. Stuck in traffic outbound on the chain bridge. And I looked over and I think I was in an old beat up car. The radio wasn't working, but the cassette player was. I look over and I don't know how they survived, how they made the trip, but I saw those old tapes, those cassette tapes on the co-pilot side. And I stuck it in and I started listening. And it was you guys. You know, it was D&M. And I'm sitting there stuck in traffic in Chain Bridge, laughing my butt off. And I look over and stuck in traffic next to me just happens to be my boss. And he says, roll down the window. What are you listening to? And I said, it's Don and Mike. And he says, I'm listening too, but what are you?
It doesn't matter.
I was listening to a cassette tape. He was listening to you guys live. So when I got the radio fixed, I finally became a fan.
Well, cool. You know, you'll be. Where are you right now? Where are you living right now, Fred?
Glen Burnie.
Glen Burnie, Don Geronimo is coming back to Washington mm-hmm. Radio. He's going to mm-hmm. work on Big 100, I think, in a week. He's starting to work on the oldies station there in Washington, D.C., and I wish him well. And that just was announced last week. So he'll be coming to D.C. on the airwaves up there. And as I said online, I think he's going to have a really good run up there. And I wish him the very, very best of luck.
Now, Rob mentioned your Burns and your Smithers. That was the first thing I recall hearing you do going, wow, I did not know that you did impressions. And being in radio, I love everything to do with the voice, but I did not realize you were, I was sitting here listening going, wow, he does a great Burns. And then Smithers reply, and I go, I had no idea Don Geronimo did impressions too. I had no idea you were doing both voices.
I've done that for a long time, and that would be the schizophrenic one. The one I think that was the most taxing was doing Tony Soprano and James Gandolfini.
Yes,
where it'd be like,
"Hey, the whole deal, Evan Trey, is that we go? Robert, would you get my coat, please?" And he's having a serious conversation.
Another impressive dual impression that you did that I loved watching you do is Ray Romano and his brother Robert.
Hey, come on, where are you going, huh? I don't want to go down there to see Mom, not today.
Raymond, we are going over to see Mother.
Anyway, it was it was fun. I liked doing that. But enough about me. I have to ask about you. I probably, if you listen for any length of time, I've poked fun at the Maryland Renaissance Festival for years. Rob Spiewak is a regular visitor of the. It's in Crofton, right? Is it still in Crofton? Is that where it is?
It's in Crownsville.
Crownsville, not Crofton. I want to get that right, DC people. It's Crownsville. That's Crownsville, Maryland. And all I know, it is so DC. It is so. It's a set. Give me the dates. I know it goes a long time, but what are the usual?
We're in the middle of a 9-weekend run right now. I just wrapped up the third weekend, and we perform all day Saturday, all day Sunday from 10 in the morning until 7 at night, and we wrap up the season mid to late October. I think it's October 22nd.
So I have a million questions about the actors at the Renaissance
the
Festival.
Now, Rob, Actors Guild. I remember that one. We had a huge laugh. We were listening on the failed Actors Guild.
All the failed actors.
That man.
all the failed actors. Yes, so Rob Spiewak is probably a regular attendee. Oscar, I think. Yep. Have you ever had the pleasure?
Through my college years, of course.
Yeah. Yes. Renaissance Fest. This to me, and just I'll get it off my chest. I don't want to offend. I don't want to offend, but I mean, this to me is pure Washington D.C. The beach is too far. There's no real fun anywhere. So what are we gonna do? We're gonna out a little festival in the middle of a field and put turkey on a stick or steak on a stick, and then we're going to reenact jousting, but it's really not jousting. It's just, and then, but the real core of the entertainment will be all these ye old people in costume walking around and interacting with the crowd. And if you're Rob Spiewak, Rob, high entertainment, right? It's, you look forward to it. You love it.
You see, what you have totally mischaracterized it. For one thing, it's huge.
It is huge. I mean,
it's massive with buildings that are like a period style buildings. And like, it is like a town.
They're not real buildings, for Christ's sake. They're just little plywood things with paint on them.
And also, Mike, the people watching is sensational. It is maybe the best people watching there is. And then
you like King's Dominion too. I don't like that either. So yeah, I mean, it's just
Fest as a younger man was meant. You go and you would tailgate, and then you would drink.
Yeah.
And then you'd saunter through the village.
Get some mead, Mike.
Spoken like single McSingledon. You know what, brother? There was never tailgating for me. It was a Sunday dragging my family's ass between, you know, in one of the failed marriages out to the Renaissance Fest, just miserable as miserable can be. And I, you know, and someone would walk out, well, hello, citizen. How do we do the Dolphin thing? And I'm like, all right. Hey, look at that. Look at the guy. But Henry VIII, you had to be you're probably a headliner, right? When you're doing it, Fred?
Yeah. And let me answer that, because you are characterizing something that you're spot on, Mike. However, you are spot on as to the way the thing started in 1977. It started as, it was a couple of lawyers got together and said, hey, let's put together a Renaissance Festival. And they did it out in the middle of the forest in Columbia. Yeah. From that beginning, it's grown into a huge 27-acre site in Crownsville. It's a multi-million-dollar operation. We're all professional actors. Mm-hmm. We rehearse for months in advance on stage shows that we do, on Shakespearean productions, on the language, and on day-to-day things like what to do if a customer has a bee sting or passes out from the
heat. Hit me with a cucumber. I didn't know that.
We have several taverns on site. We've got 12 stages that do new shows every half an hour, and we have a 1,000-seat jousting arena with a professional jousting company.
It's great.
That comes in to perform several times a day. And I, as the king, I preside over one of the three jousts at the very end of the day.
So, what is the daily time commitment? You knock out an 8-hour day there? Is that what you do?
I crawl into costume about 9:15 in the morning and get out of it at 7:15 at night. It's like a 20-30 pound costume that I'm
heavy in. Lies the crown, Mike.
Yeah, I would imagine that
heavy lies Henry VIII costume.
I would imagine costume is a little more pleasant in the cooler months. In the latter part of the season.
Yeah, it's not a weight loss regimen I would recommend, but it works.
You've got the great beard for Henry VIII. I mean, you've got that kind of, you got a great like facial hair thing for, do you grow it?
Yeah, it's shaved back in a Henry VIII style right now, you know, thin and up like that. The rest of the year, I'm a mess. I just let it go.
So you just grow it. See, so you bring it down a little bit, and so you got your Henry VIII beard right now.
Fully
that
immersed.
Looks like a Henry VIII beard.
Yeah. I'm in the middle of a performance season. Spiewak has got to get on my Facebook page. I know you're into Tevye, Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Mike, you missed this on the bio, that he is an award-winning Tevye.
I performed that role, and at the time, my beard out to here.
Massive.
Oh, it's great.
I have grown
great.
It way out.
Oh, you were Tevye? Oh, my God. Tevye and Fiddler on the Roof.
Mike must scramble for a living, feed his wife and children,
say his daily prayers, and who is the right as master of the house to have the final word and say, the papa. Oh, man. Things I haven't accomplished by Michael Murray.
I was,
yes,
I was a child in Busan, Korea, and I was on a trip up to play another group of kids soccer at an army base in Seoul. And this was the night that Sphinx beat Ali, and I just happened to be out walking around on this army compound in Seoul, Korea, and I saw the base theater over there, and they were putting on Fiddler on the Roof. I had seen the movie a couple of years prior, and I went over. Right. I figured I'd sneak in and watch the movie. I snuck in. It was a live show.
Oh, wow.
And I sat there watching it, and I was bowled over. Mm. 35 years later, I wanted to play Tevye so bad, and 35 years later, I finally got the opportunity.
That's. I'm going to give you a round of applause for that. That is so very cool. And I feel I was at 13, whatever, when I saw it on Broadway, went down to visit my Aunt Mary, and went into the theater and saw Topol in Fiddler. Yeah, saw Topol on Broadway, and it was just an amazing experience. And yes. I know every time I say that, somebody says it wasn't Topol. It couldn't have been Topol. I think it was Topol.
Tell them to F
okay,
off.
Yeah. It was a million years ago. It really was.
Yeah, I mean, I know Topol did the movie, I think he did. I think
he did a run on Broadway. I think for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, there was Zero Mostel. I'm glad I didn't see him, and I didn't think Zero Mostel would be the right. I think Topol was the definitive guy.
And
right?
Then he did a run on Broadway, and then he went on to sell his smoker's tooth polish, and he made a fortune.
Topol, yeah, that's right.
Zero Mostel was perfect for the producers or for him, but I just can't see him as Tim.
Would you like a little just this is all I do, but a little Topol? Would you
please.
Like a little?
Yeah.
Because Anna Tefka is our harem. That's the way he always said home in a weird way, you know. Because I'm a deaf guy, so I hate him. Yeah, it was always strange to me. All right, we don't have much time left here, but I have to ask you, Fred. The Ancient Order of the Chamorro. Chamorro, damn it. Okay, whatever. I'm sorry.
The Chamorro nation, the race is the indigenous race of Guam.
Okay.
And
then I'm sorry I said whatever, like a big fat white pig. Sorry about that. Yes, I'm sorry. I don't like people that say whatever, and I just said it because I couldn't pronounce a word, dumbass. I'm like, what's wrong with me? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, so I was on Guam for all that time, and I grew into local media, and like I say, you know, big fish, small pond. I was also doing a lot of theater outside of radio. So the combination of the two, I was, you know, I was on
you were
camera.
You were the king of all media in Guam.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
You were the king of all media in Guam.
That's right.
Sure, let's go with that. anyway, when I left, there was all the brouhaha. Oh, you've been here so long, and I got a commendation from the Guam legislature, and they gave me Ancient Order of the Chamorro and made me cultural ambassador. I guess because I had been just like seen and you know in media and on stage all those years.
Wow.
Do you see yourself at any point? I mean, now obviously you're working for the government contractor in D.C. Do you see yourself ever going back? Is it something you say, I must at some point get back there?
Yeah. But I mean, just for a visit, I'm not sure but. Although, then again, you know what? My feet hurt. I'm not going to say never because I may just go back there to retire someday.
Aww. Yeah, that would be okay. Really cool. That's so cool. That's a wonderful story. Fred, really fascinating with all the cool stuff that you have done, the Tevye stuff. How did I miss the Tevye stuff?
He was the king. Was
oh, that's
he
right.
He is the Absolutely. King.
He's Henry VIII, and that's amazing. Was there any blowback? It says you replaced a beloved actor in the role of Henry VIII. Was there?
Actually, everybody was worried about a lot of blowback. I was cast in the role without knowing that I was replacing a very beloved actor who had passed away.
Oh no.
This was before Facebook. This was before MySpace. This was back when all of the patrons, all of the people that worked and attended the Renaissance Festival, they were all organized on the old Usenet groups, alt.fairs.renaissance. Mm-hmm. And I was told, go there and read what these people are writing because you're replacing a guy they loved. And I went there and...
Was it Mac McGarry?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. No, he died later. I'm
20
sorry.
Down. Okay.
But I just happened across a whole community of people that were in mourning for this man and recognized very quickly that I was going to be seen as the interloper, the guy who was replacing. Yeah, I And what I ultimately did was I left a nice note and I said, hey, I've just been cast as the king. I didn't realize you guys were hurting. I've got a couple of months. So do you have any hints, tips? I befriended them online so that by the time I made my first appearance a couple of months later, they were out there ready to support me.
That's
and one last awesome. Question. One last question.
People. I have a question
about. Can I ask? You go ahead and ask yours, and then I'll ask mine to wrap things up.
Did you meet Sasha at Renfest or at one of these plays? Like, how did it all work out?
I met her. I met her at Renfest several years ago.
That leads to my next question. So the answer is yes, they are. Everybody's stuffing at the Renaissance. All the actors are, right?
They are.
That's the way. And being the king, that probably didn't suck for you to walk in and be the main dude. And everybody, look, Henry VIII, that's the one I'd gravitate. If I'm walking through the Renaissance Festival with my family and I'm going to approach anybody that's in the cast, I was like, that's Henry VIII.
That's the king.
That is Henry VIII. That had to be, your big swinging D, right? Henry VIII running around there.
Was she a beer maid?
A wench?
No. She was merely a patron, and we connected completely outside of the festival. And let me speak once more to that, because that is also an outdated thought about the Renaissance Festival. I'm not going to say it doesn't happen. But we're a multi-million-dollar company, and we got to deal with HR and insurance and taxes.
Yeah, and it's a different world, right?
Different world now.
But when you started, weren't you interested in breeding more performers?
to replace that,
exactly.
but everything, yeah. Rob, everything changed after the Ye Olde Two movement. On that note, Fred, it's been...
At the end of the day, I am a tired old man who goes home and soaks his feet because I got to do the same thing again tomorrow.
Oh, the feet again. Fred, what a pleasure. Thank you for telling your story. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Anybody you want to say hi to before we let you go?
Hello, Guam.
No. Hello, oh, Guam. Awesome. That's cool. It. We got to take a break. Thank you very much. That's Fred Nelson, our talking
head. Thank you, Fred.
The win streak continues, never seems to ever end. Wonderful people that listen to this show. I am more proud of that than just about anything I've ever done. We will take a break and come back with the homepage right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. And they're all like rabbits. All right? I don't care how many HR people they have.
Hello, it's Bernie. And you know what I hate? Well, frankly, I hate most everything. But I really hate splinters. They hurt. And I'm always losing my tweezers. And it's frustrating. So, what's the solution? Stop it at the source. Make sure all your wood is smooth. Go to the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center and buy one of their fantastic Bernie Sanders. Plug it in and go to work in your wood shop. Your raw lumber doesn't stand a chance. Smooth as a baby's ass and no more splinters. They sell tweezers too. Target and Walmart, they sell it all. Just access it at MikeOMaraShow.com. Feel the burn.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Solo Stove. We love Solo Stove. You will too. Whether you're camping in the woods or at a backyard get-together, there's nothing like a roaring fire to bring you back to what matters. Rob was talking the other day about how portable the Solo Stove
is. It comes with a bag.
Yeah.
I mean, you can take it and go. I take it to the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah, and they shut you down. I mean, after you get it fired up.
But it was easy to get there.
Nice and safe.
Easy to bring it home, too.
Listen, people, put down your device. Dig the warmth, the brilliance, the connection. Those fireside moments ground you in what it means to be a human. All right? You hear
right?
me? Mm. Solo Stove creates story-worthy moments. Fireside fumes not included. The stainless steel construction is designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. With so little smoke, you'll wonder how there's so much fire. No campfire smell on your clothes and hair, and nothing left but ultra-fine ash for easy cleanup. From camp stoves to backyard bonfires, Solo Stove products are portable and built to last. Easy to light with a few bits of starter. Your fire is blazing in minutes, and Solo Stove is so confident in their products, they give you a lifetime warranty for every single purchase. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. And now you can get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. Just go to solostove.com. And remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
I have been addicted to surfing Norm MacDonald and just doing it again and again. Somebody posted a series of the Man Great commercials, Oscar, where...
The Supercut.
I don't know how you didn't triple the sales. You know, it was back in the early days of podcasting.
Yeah,
look,
yes.
It makes me want to do that to every client we have. I don't have the balls that Norm MacDonald has, but I will tell you something. It was fracturingly
right?
funny.
Right?
Yeah.
As a client, though, looking at it from the client's perspective, he is, I don't give an F to such a degree that he pointedly, and I'm sure this drove you nuts, where he could have done the shtick and still held up the product, but he didn't. And it was just, but it was so funny when he talked about it.
I was pleasantly amused and not hurt because I knew what we were getting into.
Right.
And for me, when you do ad buys, you know that some aren't going to work out.
Right.
But the supercut that you saw that was posted by a wonderful listener, that supercut came 6 months after our run, which propelled one of the best campaigns, as you said, for an ROI of how much money we made back per dollar.
Yes.
6 months later, someone was like, did we run another Norm show run? I said, no, that's from the supercut.
You know, I have incredible. You talk about doing the deep dive and seeing this stuff everywhere. I can't remember a celebrity death, all comics included and everybody included, that has spurred so much clippage being posted on social media. It's amazing.
There's something about the guy, and just not as appreciated alive as he is now that he's passed. Amazing.
In that supercut, and what we should post it on our page as well.
Right.
When you see Andy Dick confused at Norm of what he's trying to do.
What he's trying to sell. Yeah. And Andy Dick is just like, I don't know. I got it on my hands. It's just oh, my God.
Andy Dick, he'd love to help.
Yes.
He just doesn't understand.
But when Andy Dick, who at that point was his apex of crazy,
right,
didn't understand what Norm was trying to do.
Yeah. So incredible, really. And, and by the way, as a podcaster, and when Norm came down the pike, I mean, it was just like, I thought he would have stuck with it and it would have been a juggernaut, but before I don't think
it was before the video aspect of what they were doing was before their time.
Yeah,
I agree. Well, here's the story. Almost nobody knew that Norm MacDonald was battling cancer for the past 9 years.
Wow.
But if we were listening, maybe we would have figured it out. Did you get this audio by any chance?
I do. Rob Spiewak? This audio. Huh?
All right. He practically admitted it. Let's listen to a clip in an interview from a few years ago. And this is when he's talking about people that go public with cancer. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe, how many years ago was this? Let's see. Just a few years ago, within the window
of
him being sick. Listen to what he said about it.
They think it's so special when everyone gets cancer and dies. It's almost like the height of narcissism to think that you're going to be so brave as to talk about it, whereas all you're doing is just garnering sympathy for yourself. How is that brave? It seems cowardly to me. It seems much braver to me. Like, I remember Richard Farnsworth was an old character actor, and he did a David Lynch movie called The Straight Story, riddled with cancer. No one knew it. His family didn't know it. He kept it from everyone. And he did what they call a stuntman's death, which is you put a shotgun in your mouth and you, with your toe, you pull the trigger. That to me is courageous. Like, you know, you're not being a burden to your family. You know, they know nothing about it. And then you're gone. Then if I had a specific ailment, and possibly I do, you don't know, but I would not talk about it.
I hope.
Wow.
That sounds like a guy in a pretty dark place when he was talking about that. Mm-hmm. When he talks about the stuntman. I don't have any problem with the idea of eliciting sympathy and doing that. In the public eye, if I ever had a situation like that, I would wrestle with the idea of do I do it? Do I make the effort to do it, to share it, or do I just go
Mike,
away?
You tell us if you have an ingrown hair. How many procedures and surgeries have you been through on there here? For God's sake.
Yeah,
sakes.
Yeah. You're but I'm talking about brave. if you get a diagnosis.
Sort of a different.
I don't think it's brave to reveal. You know that you have it going for the sympathy vote.
I think it's brave to hide it.
I think it's brave to hide it. I agree with Norm. The point I'm trying to make is, I don't know what I'd do. I'll tell you what I wouldn't do. I wouldn't come on here, and I'm almost certain I wouldn't come on here without talking about it. If I would either go away totally, or I would come on here and talk about it. But I wouldn't. The idea, the real bravery that he's talking about mm-hmm. is coming on there and keeping it from you and you and everybody in Listen Land. Yeah. And I just don't know.
Everybody knows cancer is a ratings juggernaut.
I remember, you know, the most famous one that I remember, Lopez from 98 Rock.
Yeah.
That was a very revealing
thing. We got to root
for
him from afar.
Well, I also find it's informative when someone deals with that Alex Trebek as the most recent example.
It's
you know?
A case-by-case basis. I mean, you really can't put yourself in the situation until you are in the situation. It's really hard to theorize about. When I went
through it. You've been banging that drum for 20 years.
But I didn't say a word about it until he was cured.
Don't even give him
what he wants. You want to talk about a cancer? Let's stop talking about him.
He's a monster.
He's a cancer monster.
You work next to a monster every single day.
But back to Norm Macdonald. When he passed, Marc Maron put up an interview he did with him. I think, and I did the math in my head by date, it was before he was battling cancer. If the dates are correct, that we're told how long he's had it, right? The thing that surprised me.
So the clip is from before he had it.
It's pre-cancer. But he talks about in the clip, and this is 11 years ago, I think. He talks about the one thing that he fears is death. He also talks about he believes in God and that he's searching. And it was, there was so much funny in the interview, but when it got introspective, you really start to see the thoughtfulness and the brilliance of the guy. And, you know, he was very, very well read. And I'm not here to recommend other podcasts, but if you want to get an understanding of Norm Macdonald, I think this is a well-spent hour. Give it a listen.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break because we are not going to run that late today. I'm not going to do that to our listeners again today. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the homepage and continue about that. I think that hopefully at the end, you know, he was not going to do the stuntman's death.
Right.
And he had some people that loved him by his side. I think he did.
I hope so.
Who knows? We'll take a break. Come back with more of the homepage. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Thanks, Mike. Time now to check the TMOS Community Bulletin Board. Tonight is bingo night in the social hall at Our Lady of the Perpetually Bleeding Ulcer. Early Bird Bingo has a $500 jackpot. Do you like flapjacks? Well, if you do, the Loudoun County All-Star High School Jazz Band has a night for you. They're holding a fundraiser to pay for their trip to south of the border in South Carolina, and it's tomorrow night at Oscar's House of Pancakes from 6 to 6:15. If you have a question, thought, or birthday request for the TMOS mailbag, send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. Remember, Rob has two B's, or send it through snail mail to TMOS Mailbag, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. They also like packages. And that's your TMOS Community Bulletin Board. Now back to more hijinks on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love his voice. I keep saying it, but I do. Anyway, welcome back to the show. When was the last time you checked the current value of your home? With home equity rising at the highest level in years, you may be sitting on a golden opportunity without even knowing it.
Guess Nationally who closed speaking, this week? We closed.
Oh, you did? Congratulations.
And I'll tell you, it's so great. Cornerstone actually sent all the papers via a guy with a mask to my home.
To your house.
On my schedule. And we finished signing 8,000 documents. And he looks around and he says, so, you like Elvis? But I have to thank everyone at Cornerstone, especially Joanna, for making this happen and really putting us in a good
Wonderful,
way.
Man.
Yeah,
great.
Wherever you are, they know a guy.
Yeah, they know a guy.
That's the way it is. Nationally speaking, homes have increased an average of 18% in most of our key listening areas. It's even higher than that in those areas. Mm-hmm. So what does this mean? Let me read that correctly because it's driving me nuts that I F it up every time my friends at Cornerstone, all right?
Okay.
Homes have increased an average of 18% in most, and, okay. That, all right, so Homes, I'm going to read this again.
Okay.
Homes have increased an average of 18% and in most of our key listening areas. I don't understand that. So in most of in the whole nation, they've increased an average of 18%.
But in our key listening areas,
and
it's
in most
often
of our
higher.
Key listening areas, it's even higher than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
California, DC.
I'm sorry I had to
Virginia,
stop that.
Maryland.
No, but it's a good point, and people should know this.
Help me with that. What does this mean to you, people?
Guam.
Why? With record low interest rates and the availability of all the... Let me ask you a question. It'll save some time at the end of the show when we're all done recording.
Sure.
Do you really need me to go back over that and tell you what the problem is with
it?
Or you don't, right? I mean, I don't want to burden you with that, thinking about that for the whole show.
No, I will take care of it.
Yeah. I mean, that's, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So anyway, record low interest rates. That's what I talk about. Sorry, Mark Livingstone. Let me talk about Mangrates for a second.
No. That's not the client.
Let's see. What does this mean to you? With record low interest rates and the availability of all this equity, you can remove PMI, pay off credit cards, student loans, take that vacation you want, make all of it tax deductible. It's more important now than ever to work with a team you can trust. I trust Mark Livingstone. Rob does. Oscar does. We do. Cornerstone First Financial. They're going to help you if you want to buy a new house and if you want to refi your existing home.
They have
their own money. They can get it done. Get it done. Get it done. Do it right now. So there's no obligation. They'll tell you what the value of your home is, whether a refi or purchase. Do it with Cornerstone First Financial. You need to call now, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. And I thank you, everybody. Now back to the homepage. This is the dumbing of America. This is what's happening to our society. I think it gets worse every year, and I think this is an obvious story that shows that.
Okay.
This world is where we're living right now. The internet has spent the past several days, it's a true story,
yes,
talking about Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend back in Trinidad. This is a guy who supposedly ended up impotent with swollen testicles after getting the COVID vaccine. I swear to God, this is a friend of a friend of a friend of like Nicki Minaj.
Right.
It all seems like such a silly joke, but health officials in Trinidad and Tobago took it seriously.
Sure.
They even investigated this insanity, and they're not sure the guy even exists. The country's health minister actually held a press conference to say that they found no reports of men getting swollen balls from the vaccine.
Yeah, yeah.
He added, quote, what?
May I give some background to this?
Are you an expert on this story?
Well versed.
Excellent.
Look at the way he's sitting.
Nicki Minaj. Somebody asked her about getting a vaccine. She said that she's not getting a vaccine because she heard about her cousin in Trinidad that had this ball sack situation.
But I think friend of a cousin, right?
And what happened was the internet exploded, and FDA just got involved to say, hey, you've got millions of followers on Instagram and TikTok and internet and Bitcoin. Please, for the love of God, do not talk about these random friends of a cousin, because we're trying to get people vaccinated.
If you are out there and you are getting your health advice from Nicki Minaj, go down to the liquor cabinet right now. No, go down to the cleaning room and drink whatever the cleaning fluid is that's going to give you a buzz.
Mike, a lot of people feel this way because within the interview, she said, I'm going to do my own research. And
of course she is.
By the way, the research has been done by the experts.
And frankly, disappointed that it didn't happen to me. I could use
your balls didn't swell up.
I could use the help, man.
Wonderful. Yes. Lovely. Absolutely lovely. All right. Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart are back for a Halloween special on Peacock. Snoop and Martha's Very Tasty Halloween. Oh, no. I'm sorry. They just lost me. It'll pit teams of three bakers against each other.
Oh, it's against you. No.
F you,
don't do that.
Snoop and F you, Martha, for doing another baking competition show. You could just stand up there for a half an hour and be funny. I cannot believe they're doing that.
He should go out and go trick or treating.
They don't need the competition.
No, they don't need. No, they could sit in a room and
stand up there. Martha brings in a recipe and they make some favorites around Halloween.
I'll peek in. I have to see it.
Yeah, peek in on Peacock.
Peacock. Not a fan.
All right, we've seen a lot of dumb TikTok challenges. Internet. This is all the TikTok. Rage down here. Bitcoin, internet.
Thank you.
This was all the rage down here in the area I live in, Florida.
That's a great place to be.
Most won't land your kid in jail with these challenges, but there is now one called the bathroom challenge. Has it made its way up to your area?
We have
it down here.
Do it every day.
Kids are encouraged to steal stuff from school, specifically the bathroom. But it's either the bathroom challenge or the devious lick challenge.
Oh, the devious lick challenge. I know this well. Yes.
What now? What's the difference between the bathroom challenge and the devious lick challenge? We saw the bathroom challenge down here where they ripped off toilet paper things.
The devious lick. Well, I guess they could go both. When people are, this is what sucks about TikTok as well. Trending on a regular basis is these F-sticks that go to college and they're in high school.
Right.
And they start stealing things as almost like a prank.
Right.
But they're stealing microscopes, or they're stealing toilet paper, or they're stealing pieces. Like, these are felony type pieces of equipment that you shouldn't be stealing.
Right.
With built-in evidence.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Duh.
Duh.
Anyway, it's
so what is the devious lick? What is that?
They can't say dick.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I see.
A few schools around the country have had to limit access to bathrooms. Can you believe this? And they're threatening to press charges. Well, of course. But now it's extended beyond bathrooms, too. Kids are also stealing things like trophies.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't.
Don't
damn
laugh,
it. Don't
Mike.
Laugh at
don't.
This. Fire extinguishers mm-hmm. and foam ceiling tiles.
Yeah.
Yeah, not enough to do. Start, no. Just drink beer. Try to get laid.
It's supposed to be a quote-unquote prank. But you're like, I'm looking at the stuff people are stealing and putting in their living rooms.
I'm not laughing.
That's disgusting.
A prank should make you laugh.
I think it's horrible. All right, here's a major fact. Write this down. Don't need to dwell on it. If you've recently switched to a vegan diet or share a bathroom with someone who has, you'll be all too familiar with the pitfalls of going plant-based. Research has confirmed what you already knew.
What's that?
Men who follow a mostly vegan diet fart 7 times more than those who follow a predominantly meat-based diet. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Have lower cholesterol.
Is. But isn't it true that they smell not as bad?
Yeah, that's right. They smell like, a flower shop.
Yeah, it's like lavender. Right. Lavender.
No, it's rotted organic material. That's what it is. It's disgusting. In my
methane. It's methane. Methane.
Now a little something, something. This is valuable here. An Oklahoma mom and her children had a horrific trip to the grocery store on Sunday. Notice I said Sunday.
I did. I'm all ears.
Apparently, an unidentified man had defecated inside of one of the freezer sections.
Oh.
And it wasn't discovered until Shirley Wright Johnson was reaching in to grab some pizza rolls for her family.
God.
Here's the quote.
I grabbed the bag. I felt something smushy on it.
Oh!
So I turned it over, and there it was. I was so disgusted, I was almost in tears. Almost.
Almost.
Police said it was feces. And Mrs. Wright Johnson said there was another bag of pizza rolls that had been placed on top of it, covering it up.
This is courteous, isn't it?
Yeah, it's totally rude. The man has not been apprehended, but the crime now has a name. Well, I gave it a name.
Oh, you did?
I'm sorry. Yeah, the act of dropping one in the freezer section of a grocery store will henceforth be referred to as an Oklahoma popsicle.
Thank you. Yeah.
Bingo.
Thank you. We'll take a break and we'll come back. We got news about all sorts of people that work in Podville.
Oh,
and
no.
I want to ask the guys.
We have Nikki.
We have Nikki.
Oh, I'm sorry. I always forget. Hold up a sign for me because I'll forget.
All right.
This is the whole NFL week coming up next.
It is.
This is very exciting. All right. All right. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Malley.
The TMOS bonus show has what listeners crave.
It's got electrolytes.
If you like TMOS, join Mike, Rob, and Oscar for the TMOS bonus show every week.
Why don't we just try it and not worry about what plants crave?
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know?
Buy it for yourself or give it to a friend and help the show grow.
Like out the toilet?
I've never seen no plants grow out of no toilet.
The time is now to subscribe to the TMOS bonus show.
Do it. Do it now.
Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
It's got electrolytes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We all know this school year is going to be different. You might even be schooling from home. And as parents, it can be time-consuming to give your kids the extra help they might need. So here's a bit of help. KiwiCo can deliver a science fair project or an art class right to your door.
True.
Hands-on education you're going to love. Cultivate your child's natural creativity and curiosity with new hands-on projects every single month. They'll explore new worlds and rediscover familiar ones without leaving home. Michael loved building his own kaleidoscope. Dad liked it too.
Yeah.
Everything from sailing the solar system. I loved it when we did the sun, earth, and moon lantern. That was so much
very
fun.
Cool.
We love KiwiCo and the O'Mara household. You can engineer a drip irrigation system. You can do your part to encourage your children to be innovators and creative thinkers. There's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. And the best part, you watch their confidence grow, you watch their brains grow. It's really amazing, and they smile a lot when they're doing it. It's mm-hmm. a wonderful, wonderful learning-based project that they enjoy. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get your first months free on select crates at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Rob reminded me, how could I possibly forget this gentleman, ladies and gentlemen?
He's got a very
bingo.
Full plate. Very full
there's
plate
the
today.
Bingo. There he is. There he is from that that lovely room. I don't know where that room is, but I won't ask specific questions. Nobody's. Hi. Nikki Diamond, what an amazing debut last week on the show. I mean, just the listeners are clamoring for you. They really, really are. I mean, it's astonishing to me.
They're my people. What can I say? But I got to be honest, fellas, I'm a little bit of a bad mood today.
Really?
It's a sad anniversary. 20 years ago today, September 16th, 2001, there were no NFL football games that Sunday. So
that's right.
Never forget.
That's very sensitive of you, Nikki.
I didn't that's lose very... a loved one in 9/11, but I did lose the parlay. So, yeah.
Yes, Nikki, I know that, some people, let me just say on behalf of our listening audience, there's some people that might say there were far more important things than disrupting your normal
stopped.
Pattern
yes.
of gambling and, on 9/11. That's really not a big deal, Nikki. I'm just trying to enlighten, it's not really sensitive to say.
Well, he's talking about 9/16, though, not 9/11.
9/16, it was a Sunday, they canceled football. Football is my baby, Mike, so I'm a...
I understand. I understand. You're bringing back memories, Nikki. I may have remembered the people that were complaining about the lack of football after that.
Yeah.
I really do remember that. Yes. There were people that were pissed off. I guess you're part of that group, you insensitive bastard. I guess that's the way it happened.
Yes. Well, God forbid we take our mind off sadness with something we enjoy. Yes. What a horrible thing that would be. Yes.
Still feeling it, huh, Nikki, after 20 years?
I feel better, baby. We could have played. Well, what's the problem? Okay.
Nikki, you got to let it go, my friend. You have to let it go, okay? I mean, it's what people do. Come on.
Let it go. It's a good song.
They're like frozen.
We've got football on Thursdays now.
Yes, we do.
There we go. Bermuda Boy always seeing the positive. That's why he runs a successful podcast company. Yes, Podcast World.
It's Podville, Nikki. Podville Media.
Podcast World.
Podville.
It's Podville. Yeah, it's Podville. That's it.
World of podcasting in Podville.
That's right.
I think bigger. He thinks village. I think world. But whatever, some people.
I understand, and I know that out in your part of the country, in Pahrump, Nevada, there are a lot of worlds, right? A lot of different businesses called World, right?
Pond World, thank you. They
treat you like 1-1000, 2-1000. Just a little call back there, Nikki. So,
comedy term.
Yes, I remembered it. Yeah. First time you mentioned Palm World. It was kind of a special moment for the show. All right, let's get right to it. Listen, you know I'm a New York Giants fan. You got to talk about Thursday, but I'll let you do it. Whatever order you like to do it for all those degenerate gamblers in our listening audience.
Well, we'll start with Thursday night. Sure, you got the local team to you guys and, of course, your team, Mike, the Giants. Two teams that disappointed last week, and frankly, let's be honest, if this wasn't the Thursday night game, who's going to watch this? I mean, really.
Yeah, hey, true.
Heineke versus Jones. Oh, wow. Thank you. Well, we can't cancel that for 9/11, but whatever. Anyway, well, I say it's going to be an ugly game. I say Washington pulls it out by 3, but the line's 3.5 the last I checked. So pick the Giants and stop. Don't watch the game. There's probably something on Netflix. But anyway,
so that's your game.
Let's get to your diamond variant. Because nothing can stop it, baby. Yes. I say the Buffalo Bills, they had a bad week one, losing to the Steelers. Sorry, Jimmy Cerrito, but they come back this week. They travel to Miami. They're given 3.5. I say Josh Allen comes back strong. They roll, baby. Take the Bills. Give the points. Winner, winner. Cerrito dinner. Yes.
Yeah, a little tribute to Jimmy there.
I like
That's
that.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So appreciate
a diamond
that.
Play of the week. Pick this guy up in Daily Fantasy. Justin Jefferson, Minnesota Vikings. An average week one. But this week they take on the Cardinals. I say Justin Jefferson, double J. That's what I like to call him. 100 yards and a touchdown. Light him up, baby! And
goes.
Now the debut of your Fantastic Five, the five best teams in the NFL. Courtesy of me, the NFL genius that I am. Number five, the team from Los Angeles. Not the Rams, it's the Chargers, baby.
Yeah, yeah. All right,
Justin
there we go.
Justin Herbert, rookie of the year to potentially MVP. That man is a stud. He sits back there and he delivers. Darts, he's a maestro. Big man of him. Number four, the Seattle Seahawks. New offensive coordinator, Russell Wilson. He likey. Four touchdowns. The Colts, good defense. I think not. Seattle roll. They're the fourth best team. Number three, nothing can be finer than a San Francisco 49er, baby. They're back to being great. The third best team in the league. Number two, the Kansas City Chiefs. What a dynamic trio. You got Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce. I haven't seen three masters at their craft like that since. Look at you three, baby. They dominate. They need you. They can't be stopped. And until you beat them, you got to keep them number one. Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Still the team to beat. That's your fantastic five, baby.
Wow, that's great. That's incredible. And is that your thing now? I just
power rankings.
Yeah,
that's the power rankings here.
Now my thing, yes. We have to keep evolving, changing. And by the way, Ernie doing just fine. Definitely still alive. Getting those Social Security checks, the Steam Fitters pension. Yes, yeah, still
is,
alive.
Is he around? Is he around?
Sorry, got the old book club today. Pride and Prejudice from Steve Austin.
Can I ask you one question, Steve Nikki? Austin. Can I ask you one little question here? Have you got any feedback from Merle from last week's show? I haven't, but I'm just wondering. You know, with eliminating the Merle from that, the sure thing. I just I wonder if you got any blowback or any. Well, probably a bad word. Any feedback from that situation?
You know, it tore my heart to do that. But Mike, the way I deal with the ladies is once you break up with them, it's best just to block them completely. So I don't know how to say we're over, baby. You can be crying, but this guy won't know because I'm too busy cashing checks, baby. Light him up, Mickey Diamond. You'll never cancel me for nothing, baby.
There he goes.
See you next week.
Jesus.
Wow. Mike, did you pick up on the new thing where he rolls his shoulders now?
He rolls his shoulders. I thought we, I'm just, you know, I get confused. You know, normally he does his diamond pick of the week and then he puts his screen down. But that's fantastic to get the top five rankings. It's all very exciting.
And also the diamond variant.
The diamond variant. Very exciting. Before we go to break here, I do want to mention we have a new member of the family that I was surprised by when I came in today.
Really?
By the way, my wife she's transitioning into being the boss of the family.
Yeah.
Now where I'm not really consulted anymore. I'm just here. Right. I'm here like an old grandfather. That's yeah. where, you know, dad's here. Dad, buy me Predator. I bought him Predator on his little videos
yeah, you
system.
Did.
You know, and it's old. A game, and it's old.
It's a game or is it the movie Predator?
Well, I bought the game and it's like $19. So, okay, you know, nice. I got that. It's an yeah. old game. It's from the Xbox 360 era. He wants it. And
it comes on
know,
a cartridge, my, does it?
It's wonderful. And then I see there's a fish in the middle of the living room. And it's a teeny tiny little fish. They named it Tesla. Mm. Aren't they Teslas? Aren't those the name of the fish? Aren't they called Teslas or something?
No.
Beta fish.
Oh, I don't know.
Alphabet. Right,
so and then there's fish. Tetra is a big fish brand, I yeah, think.
And
yeah.
Tetris is a mm-hmm. game you can buy.
That's right, with yeah. the Russian so. Melody.
So it's very, very exciting. We
did you get a say in the fish?
No, and then Winslow went to the vet today and has a bad kneecap.
Mm.
Oh. And I'm told it's part of the breed. And you know, and I, of course, they, you know, look, I love the dog. I love Winslow. I've told you I love Winslow.
Yeah.
When I hear anything like that, I'm thinking... he has a bad, you know, please no.
Which leg?
I'm not a real.
I can't picture a kneecap on a dog.
The rear leg.
Okay.
I guess.
Yeah,
I
just put some Vicks Vapor Rub on
some it. Some Tussin. Rub some Tussin on it.
Rub a Tussin on it. We'll put it there. And yeah, they said it. Just keep an eye on it. I said no. I'm trying to code my questions to Carla. So nothing that has to be dealt with immediately? No, you just got to keep an eye on it. No, they can live with it without problem. But occasionally he will gimp it up and he'll have a little hitch in his gear. Up. Well, that's about it. That's what he has.
Well, so he can, you know some guys that do work on fake joints and stuff. You could probably recommend somebody.
That's the what I want to avoid. I do not want to go
under the knife.
If he
loses a little weight, he'll be good to go.
That's right. Yeah. If he'd stop getting in fights.
Yeah. I come from a home, like from my hip problem, based on my altercation.
Remember?
You're still going to call that back. I believe that, and this might sound insensitive to the real pet lovers, but the idea of spending tens of thousands of dollars on an animal, it just seems to me that when something happens that, where nature has intervened and given your pet a
You have no idea, Mike. We spent thousands of dollars on a cat that had to have radiation for cancer. And then I had to double bag radioactive feces because it was literally dangerous. I had to glove up and wear a mask to scoop the litter box.
Bags.
And...
I have a line right now that will get me in tremendous trouble.
The cat still died. So there you go.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have double bagged the cat. I'm sorry. In the river. I'm sorry. I'm joking.
Gurgle.
I don't mean that
he
at all.
He must have ran away.
What's Gurgle. The game you and Chad used to do? What was
River
it?
Or River or Life.
River or Life.
Oh, River that life. Would not fly these days.
Tens of thousands of dollars. No, that wouldn't would it. That's a great old bit. Sad times. We'll take a break. Come back with the digital dumpster.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Bored with burgers?
Tired of tacos?
Sick of spaghetti?
Well, there's a new neighborhood restaurant that has something for every member of the family.
It's Michael William O'Mara's Butt Cheeks.
God damn it, Twitch.
It's Michael William O'Mara's Butt Cheeks Restaurant. Can't do it.
It's Michael William O'Mara's Butt Cheeks Restaurant.
Yes, Butt Cheeks. It's what's for dinner.
Try our posterior pork chops, rustic rump steak, and delicious derriere desserts.
For reservations to Michael William O'Mara's Butt Cheeks Restaurant, submit your letter to the TMOS mailbag.
Just email Rob at MikeOmaraShow.com. That's Rob with two B's.
We'll see you at Butt Cheeks.
Goodbye, foodie.
I like big butts and I can't.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's still summer.
Phew.
Yes.
Phew. 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 Phew.
Phew.
And we need to be proactive to keep our body fueled up and hydrated so we can be our best. One stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone.
Mm-hmm.
And it tastes great with flavors like watermelon, strawberry, and lemon lime. It sounds amazing because it is. We live on Liquid IV here at TMOS because it makes us feel great and the taste can't be beat. What makes Liquid IV so effective? Come on. Cellular transport technology.
Yeah, I thought I told you that, Oscar.
CTT. It's science. It's the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium and it delivers water and nutrients into the bloodstream super fast. Plus, Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. Products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. Liquid IV has donated over 11 million servings globally. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. And now, there it is. There will be someone alive or dead in the bottom. That is my prediction. What's in there?
Oh, Rolf the dog here. Pleased to meet you.
It's the late Jim Henson as Rolf the dog.
Aw, that's sad.
Boy, oh boy, that's interesting.
It's a dead, so it's a dead Muppet.
That's deep.
That's a deep cut. Yeah, it took a while to figure it out.
You don't care for Rolf? Play
no,
the
it's
piano.
Not that I didn't care he's for it. It's just a weird five. One. It was.
I think
one.
He's a top five Muppet.
Oh, mm-hmm. Rolf the dog here. Pleased to meet you.
Yeah.
Oh. Was that a Sesame Street character?
That was. He was a Muppet Show character. Actually, Rolf debuted when they were doing commercials, I believe.
It's Kermit, Miss Piggy.
Well, no, I think my top Muppet. Well, my top,
well, top
Muppet,
five.
Gotta be Kermit.
Yes.
And then I do think Rolf is up there.
No.
No. I didn't even know that.
Oh, but he was great. He has a solo song in the Muppet movie, and he was a part of the Muppet band on the show.
Isn't it
but
Kermit, Miss Piggy, Animal, Beaker,
meep, meep. Elmo?
Yeah, very good. Well, yeah, I don't know. I have a hard time mixing up
Big Bird.
Sesame Street Muppets. And Muppet Show Muppets. I think they're separate.
Oh, you're a purist?
Maybe.
Is Elmo a Sesame Street Muppet?
He's a Sesame Street Muppet, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see. I don't even know. So,
but it's
so
not
that's
like
why.
GoBots and Transformers. They're all Muppets.
Well, I liked Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie. Yeah, right? And you know what? Grover.
I like the old men up in the balcony. I like
Statler and Waldorf. Grover. And also.
I like the drummer. Who was the drummer?
Animal.
The drummer was, Animal.
I've
was
never
the drummer.
Heard of Rolf.
Rolf.
Big, what oh. about Big Bird? What about
yeah,
Big
Pain in the Ass?
But I mean, so there's a difference between
well, there's very
the
little
Sesame
crossover.
Street
there's not a lot of crossover.
Show.
Yeah, yeah. I like, and if you're talking Sesame Street, my favorite thing is Grover as the waiter and the guy with the big blue head
I
at
like
the
Oscar
restaurant.
The Grouch.
Yeah,
the
Oscar's
guy that goes voo de boo de boo de boo.
No, that's the Swedish Chef. That's Muppet
oh,
Show.
The Count.
Who's
oh the
who's
Count
the blue,
is great.
Who's the blue headed guy in the restaurant?
The big blue headed guy that would come into the restaurant and he'd say, I want to order a hamburger. And Grover would say, I have to warn you, it's a very big hamburger. He says, I want a hamburger. This guy, Pony, you have to bleep it, but our nickname for him among my friends is the miserable f**k because
Whoa.
Everything bad happens
wait a minute,
to this blue
wait a
Muppet.
Minute. Among your friends, where you're using the F word, that means you're a grown man talking about Muppet Show?
The other man?
Of
people?
Course, yeah.
Are you guys topless?
Yeah, this is not among your friends. This is among you and Brad.
No, and it's also my buddy John, and I think Dave Ferris is part of it, too. We talk about
what about that, what's his name from out west? Pat House.
Pat House? No, we don't talk a lot of Muppets with Pat House.
Okay,
they
all right,
about
I'm just curious.
Anyway, but there's, you know what? It's a real Sophie's Choice. You don't want to have to choose a favorite Muppet.
Did you catch that?
No.
You just ignore him.
And that you have to. You have to.
It's the only funny thing that was said during that discussion, though. It was really, I
what
mean,
did
you know,
he say?
Is it, what are you talking to? No, I don't want to call it back.
No,
you didn't hear it?
I didn't.
I said, what are you and Pat House talking about? Oscar said divorce.
That's when we met
you
him.
You guess
right?
that. See,
that
I'm
is,
glad I called it
that
back.
That is
now.
Funny.
He
That's
was
good.
Going through a terrible divorce.
Yeah, yeah.
And
he's
I've been
happy
there.
Now.
You know,
he's
I've been there
now.
Twice.
Sure.
I've been there twice, you
That's
know,
right.
and getting ready for, you know, her to cast me away.
No, no,
my wife.
I really thought you were going to say getting ready for a third.
That's well, what now she's becoming. I'll talk about it
she
maybe
just got
sometime
financial
next
independent.
Week.
She doesn't need him anymore.
She doesn't need me, you know, as long as she needs me. You know, she's kicking a little ass, working her ass off,
mm-hmm.
And doing very well. That's I don't good. Want to do it.
And
I don't want to start it now.
And we're here talking about Muppets.
I know.
No, but I mean, you
so she
obviously
thinks this is sexy.
You obviously were really, really into Muppets.
Oh well, Sesame
you know?
Street and I are roughly the same age, and so my mom loved watching Sesame Street with me when I was a kid, and so Sesame Street was a big deal for me growing up. And then when the Muppet Show came via syndication. Even better.
We should ask little Michael or Michael what his top five Muppets are.
Do you even know the Muppets?
Isn't the frog?
The frog,
Kermit,
yeah,
yeah, Kermit.
The
yeah.
frog.
Mm-hmm.
The frog.
The frog.
Right.
Frog Muppet.
Do you like
what
Elmo?
How about, you know what would be better?
Yes.
Your list of, give me your top three cartoons, and then you have to go because we have to finish the show, and I'm going to come play Predator with you, all right? Okay?
Okay.
All right. Give me your top three cartoons. And I know I watch some of them with him, and I can recommend one in particular
okay.
that makes me laugh.
Some more current ones.
Yeah. All right.
Amazing World of Gumball.
That's numero uno, and that's mm-hmm. the one that
and
makes
that has
me
Brian
laugh.
Gumball in it?
Gumball.
Oh, I'm Gumball. Sorry. I thought you said the amazing word of Gumball.
Right. What's your second one? Oh, come on. You don't know them right off the top of your
what's
head.
What's your third
you watch
one?
A lot of yeah. kitchen. Into the microphone, please.
Is it this Peppa is Pig?
Blue's Clues?
No.
Mm.
All right, give me a kiss.
Thomas the
I
Train?
I love you.
What?
I'm trying to usher.
Oh.
Stop talking. Sorry. What?
Okay. We Bear Bears.
What is it?
We Bear Bears.
We Bear Bears?
We Bear Bears.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. All right. All right. It's time for me to finish.
You into anime?
No.
How about okay. Family Guy?
How about that particular show, that cartoon, I'm Gonna Kill Oscar? What about that
Oh,
one?
I love that show.
What
it's my favorite.
Right, say goodbye. Say goodbye, duties.
Goodbye, duties.
Love you.
Ciao, ciao.
Love you, little man. Were you doing a burp or something? What
wow.
the hell was that? Okay. All right. I've got to do it. You can't just come walking in here all the time. Trying to make a living. Trying to pay for your college. You know, tiny you know, little it's, installments.
It's amazing the way things have changed. Years ago, if a man said to a child, we're going to come play Predator with you, they put a sign in your yard.
Yeah. Chris Hansen would show up.
I'm at the point
have
now. I know he's cute. I know he's cute. And I know a lot of people say, Mike, you can come on anytime. No. Sometimes, you know, it's the end of the show and I'm doing, I don't want to be that dad that was shoving his kid away. You know, that viral video that we saw. But then I got Skippy Bolivia over here just going, so Michael, let me ask you another question. He knows it's driving me nuts. The only reason he's asking questions is he knows it's making me uncomfortable.
Today he has kicked me in the balls, he's kicked you in the balls, and he's having
a fun day.
Twice kicked Pat House in the balls.
yeah, that's true. Talk about divorce. Well, that was super funny.
All right, it was. I have to give him credit for that. You know, let's talk animals. Not animal right. from the Muppets, but mm-hmm. other animals. I hate, you know this about me, I hate talking birds.
You hate birds.
I hate talking birds, especially. Birds. But how about a talking bird, I believe it's an African gray, living in a house with a noisy cat? I like this.
Shut up. Quiet, shut up.
Is it an F word?
Quiet, shut up.
Bring that to the bonus show tomorrow. Please bring that to the bonus. I want to hear the unedited okay, version. Can you play that one more time,
yeah,
please? That's brilliant.
Parrot versus noisy cat.
Shut up. Quiet, shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
I love birds.
I hate birds, but I like that. And I can't fantastic. Top that. So that's your digital dumpster.
Oh, that's it. Thank you.
Have
thank
a
you very
swell
much.
Thursday.
We got to get out of here. And that's it. We got to go play video games.
Predator.
My kid.
Yeah. Internet.
But he's playing Minecraft with his sister later, too. So he's having a
good
day.
Oh, you mean like online?
He didn't have school today. So he was
Rosh
off
Hashanah?
Of school. I think so. I think the
that's
Jewish
why Carrie got the day off as well.
I believe so.
I took 1/8 of the day off.
Happy Rosh Hashanah to our Jewish friends, and that's why the Tebbia discussion
yes.
was relevant.
Very with, excellent. That's right.
With our talking head, Fred Nelson, via
you, Fred.
Guam, who was very, very interesting.
If you run into
today.
Him at Renfest over the next 8 weekends or whatever, tell him you heard him on the show, because he'll get a
please.
Kick out of it.
Absolutely.
And he'll have to pretend, I don't know what a radio is. I don't know of podcasting.
Michael who?
Michael
great,
who?
Great. Henry Mike who? That's right.
Divorce!
I could be Henry. I could be Henry VIII.
Yeah, you could.
Like if I dyed the beard. Anyway, all right. We got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Pat House saying so long, everybody.
So long, Pat.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
If that's a joke, I love it. If not, I cannot wait to unpack that with you.